What must I do to be saved? Parramatta, Sydney, Australia, January 29, 1893. Luke 10, verse 25. This is a wonderful and an important question. There is nothing of any more value to any one of us than this question. If we lose heaven, we lose everything. It is a terrible thing to lose eternal life. It is too expensive a business to sin. This was a straightforward question to the master who knew how to deal with human minds. The Pharisees were listening to condemn him. The Savior turns the question back to the lawyer, verses 26, 27. I ask you what reserve you can make in this. Business occupies mind and attention and separates the soul from God. Who is our Heavenly Father? He is the one who is weighing moral worth. Psalm 50, verse 10, 12. Well, it is not money that raises you one jot in value with the God of heaven, neither worldly honor. That case is decided when the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. Isaiah 24, verse 20. Then we shall want to know that we have a clear title to the heavenly inheritance. Can you read your title to mansions in the sky? How perseveringly the Savior labored for your salvation. The gospel was first preached in Eden, Genesis 3, verse 15. Satan cannot touch the head. Praise God for that wonderful work of God in the salvation of man. There is victory for man. The devil will use your mind if you give it to him. When Christ came into our world to break every yoke, he did not rank among the highest or richest. He was from Nazareth. He worked at a carpenter's trade. He honored labor. Does he not know all about his subjects? There was a certain man that pleased God. A messenger was sent to him, an angel from heaven. See Acts 10, verse 5, 6. Is it possible that God knows just where we live? Cornelius offered prayer with all his offerings. Cornelius did not fully understand the work of Christ. A clearer light was to be given to him, brought by the human agent. The divine agency cooperates with the human agency. We may ignore it. We may reach the world standard. If we do, we miss the mark. God can give light. You accept one ray of light, and it prepares the way for another ray of light, coming forth as the morning. Hosea 6, verse 3. It is as though gleamings are coming. Just follow on to know the Lord, whose coming forth is as the morning. It will shine brighter till it shines as the sun at noonday. To the question, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? We answer, serve God with all the powers of your mind. Luke 10, verse 25 to 27. Jesus Christ paid the price for the redemption of man, paid the price for the sins of the whole world. Why do we not come? John 3, verse 16. God's love for man led him to save man from perdition, to establish his feet on the rock of ages. Christ made the infinite sacrifice that we might have the life that measures with the life of God, an eternity of glory and bliss. Before crossing the broad waters of the Pacific, I felt as though there were some souls here that I could help by the message God has given me. 11 months I have been a sufferer, but Jesus was with me. We are represented as pilgrims and strangers seeking a better country, even and heavenly. Why devote all the time to money matters? It will not save you. Our little probation here is not to gratify and glorify ourselves. We need not stumble at a single thing. Some may say, I certainly would be a Christian if it were not for those in the church. Would you offer such an excuse in the judgment? You would not dare to present such an excuse. See John 3, verse 16. It is your business to believe. Supposing there are tares among the wheat. Remember, the church militant is not the church triumphant. We feel like Jeremiah, that we could weep day and night. Jeremiah 9, verse 1. Some are stumbling blocks, signposts that point the wrong way. Such do not represent Christ. We cannot afford to do that. Jesus is our pattern. He laid aside his royal crown to come to our world. Do we recognize his power? To many he was as a root out of a dry ground. Isaiah 53, verse 2. Why? Because they were wedded to sin. 3 years and a half were all this world could endure of the ministry of Jesus. Jesus had spoken to patriarchs and prophets to warn them. He saw that the nation was imitating the customs and practices of the world. Our churches do that today. Anything that diverts the mind from God assumes the form of an idol. And that is why there is so little power in the church today. The line of separation is not made plain. It is difficult to divide and separate. Which shall we worship, God or the world? How much time do we devote to prayer? Jesus looked upon our world with terrible sadness. Why do we not take His glory? How much could man endure without the heavenly assistance? An angel came to Daniel to communicate with him. Daniel could not bear the light. The angel strengthened him. Be strong, yea, be strong. Daniel 10, verse 19. He took the appearance of man. Christ knows the difficulties that beset our pathway. Won't you praise Him for that? Christ came to save us, that humanity might teach humanity. Behold, on Jordan's banks, how His prayer cleaves His way to the throne of God. The brightness of the Father's glory encircles the Son of God. Then follows the voice of the God of heaven. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, verse 17. Christ has opened the way for every bereaved heart to highest heavens. Who is it? Our substance, our surety. He takes our sins, He bore them in His body. God does not want any poor soul to bear the sins of any. Christ is the sin-bearer. Do not be over-anxious as to what your brother should do. Christ said to Peter's inquiry, What is that to thee? Follow thou Me. John 21, verse 22. You that have been feeding upon what is worse than what the swine fed upon, the mistakes of others, why won't you feed upon something more beneficial? We cannot be saved in our sins. Let Christ take them and the vacuum be supplied with His righteousness. There is healing in His wings. See Matthew 23, verse 37. There is the will, and if placed on the side of God's will, an atmosphere will surround you that will win souls to Jesus Christ. Christ saw that Satan had had his own way, and that his time had come to represent the Father. Christ was a light amidst the moral darkness, the suffering and distress which ended in the crucifixion of our Lord and ruin of the nation. Christ stood alone in the world. He came because Satan declared that no one could keep the law of God. Jesus showed how that man could keep the law of God. Christ passed over the ground where Adam fell. There is abundant grace for man to be an overcomer. His only hope is in Christ. Have you touched Christ? When the woman in the crowd touched Christ, He said, Who touched Me? Why, Peter exclaimed, The multitude throng thee. Mark 5, verse 27. Luke 8, verse 45. Jesus said, Somebody hath touched Me. Verse 46. The woman that was purified turned toward Him and told her pitiful story. She was made sound in a moment. Does He save you this day? Seek Him that is mighty. Choose between the Prince of Life and the Prince of Darkness. Study the words of Christ. There is no guess so there. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit? Luke 11, verse 9, 13. Thank God for that. During the 11 months of my affliction, I was enabled to write, and I have sent to America 2,300 pages besides what I have written to Europe and Africa. I hung Memory's Hall with pleasant pictures. I know Christ. Satan is determined to hold the minds of men, and it rests with you whether he shall have a place in your mind or not. It rests with you whether you shall have a place in the new earth and a part of Abraham's farm. To every soul that is trying to serve God, Satan will try to eclipse God's glory. Christ says, Without Me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Under whose banner are you standing? If you are under the banner of Prince Emmanuel, you have bound yourself by a solemn vow to be a faithful soldier. A soldier cannot run away from the battle. Let us be faithful soldiers. Christ has planted the cross midway between heaven and earth. The Father steps from His throne with thousands of thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of angels, and approaches with solemn tread to the cross of Calvary. The Father bows His head. It is enough. I accept the sacrifice. The only interpretation of sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3 verse 4. When the sinner says, "I have broken it," he looks up to the cross of Calvary and rolls it off on the very foot of the cross. What is it? Why mercy and truth have met together, and righteousness and peace have kissed each other? Oh, praise Him with your voice. Let things animate and inanimate praise God. Satan says, "You are a sinner," and the individual looks up to the cross and says, "It is because I have sinned against God." Are you saved? You can come to Jesus, and He will save you. He is drawing you to look and live. Look to the Lamb of God. There is joy in the presence of the angels over every sinner that turns to God. Satan would throw his hellish shadow across our pathway, but God has put a new song into our mouth, even praise to our God. God wants us to be happy. He wants us to believe that He forgives our sins and takes away our unrighteousness. We can make melody to God in our hearts. Jesus is not in Joseph's new tomb. It is court week with us, and He is pleading our cases with the Father. Wonderful work of God. Hebrews 2, verse 16. His human arm encircles humanity, and with His divine arm He grasps the throne of the infinite God. He came to earth that was separated by sin from the continent of heaven. There is a ladder, with God above it, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. They are ministering agents for God. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Religion never degrades the receiver. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. How does He come? In judgment. A crown of glory decorates His brow, a robe whiter than snow. His feet are as fine brass, and on His vesture written, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords." He searches creation through. Are we getting ready for judgment? Should death come to you, are you ready? Let every one of us pray that our sins may be pardoned and that we stand clear. God grant that we may be ready and cleansed from every stain of sin.